Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Greetings and good afternoon. Welcome to Booth 61. I am Ricky Steele, and I passionately serve as the Chief Development Officer for Hunter Technical Resources, Atlanta's premier IT staffing firm. And we are celebrating our 15th anniversary this year, and we're quite excited. It's been a heck of a ride, and I celebrated my fourth anniversary on May 1st, so it's been a lot of fun and a great, great group of people. We have a very exciting show for you today, and we're going to jump right in just a moment. But first, I must introduce a new good friend of mine and the producer of our show, Mr. Kevin Finn. Kevin is a master at the control board, and yesterday I threw him a curve. We're doing a kind of a unique show today, and I kind of threw Kevin a last-minute curve, but he has bounced back, and he is ready to go. Kevin's also an accomplished host, hosting a number of shows here at Business Radio X. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, Ricky. Thanks for that intro, as usual. How about you? What's going on in your world?
I'm going to take a breath in a day or two.
I'm just glad they're
starting to make depends for adults because I just don't have a chance to stop very often for those sort of necessities. But anyway, life is good, and work, we're very, very busy, and be in Athens this weekend for a couple of the big events, and then I'm the keynote speaker at a small business seminar in Athens next weekend, so kind of staying on the road.
That's good to hear. Well, I'm glad you have time for the studio.
I'm always glad to be here. It's always one of the highlights of my week. And the last couple of weeks, I've had really a fun time because we've taken Booth 61 on the road.
I know.
And that's what today's show is going to be about. It's on the road with Booth 61. I'm very excited about today's show because our goal on Booth 61, as most everyone knows, is to build the community and to allow the rising tide to lift all boats. There are a few organizations in our community who have done more to accomplish this than TechBridge.
I love TechBridge.
Sensational organization run by great, smart, dedicated leaders, all business people who have walked away from the big, big paychecks for a paycheck that's the non-for-profit community pays, but yet they've just brought an expertise that's just unbelievable and a dedication. And
they also fill a huge gap that's needed for nonprofits.
No question. Many people will remember that the second or third show of Booth 61, 3 or 4 months ago, we had James Franklin, the CEO of TechBridge, and one of the clients of TechBridge, Austin Scott from Literacy Action, and that was a great, great show.
That was a fabulous show. I've listened to that actually a couple times. Just I love TechBridge so much.
And Austin did a great job as well. Today I'm honored to have Ms. Carrie Bates Hastings in the studio. Carrie is Director of Development at TechBridge, and Carrie is also well-known in the community for her dedication, for her spirit. She received a double major from the University of North Carolina in Charlotte, and she's a former executive with Accenture. So, again, the business background, but yet walking away from the corporate world to do a tremendous job in making the community better for each and every one of our citizens. Welcome to Booth 61, Carrie.
Thank you, Ricky.
Wow. The Digital Ball 2013 was a tremendous experience. Those that attended could not have been more impressed. The feeds that I saw on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, everybody had a great, sensational time. And we're going to spend most of our time today talking about the Digital Ball. We're going to play some interviews that we did live that night from the opening reception. But for those people in the audience who may not be familiar with TechBridge, how about giving us a thumbnail? What is TechBridge all about?
Absolutely. So TechBridge is a nonprofit, and we basically channel the resources and the business expertise of the technology community into the nonprofit community. That means that instead of jiggling computer cables, instead of filling out paper forms, we're helping them with their business process so they can focus on what they do best, whether it's counseling victims of domestic violence, helping children get through the court system, all those things that make our community a better place. That's where we want them to focus.
So they don't have to concentrate on things that they have no interest in concentrating on, nor have the expertise. They can actually serve more of the community because y'all are there managing the technology on a day-to-day basis.
You got it, Ricky. Absolutely.
If that's not a win-win. I would like to hear what a win-win's all about.
It's funny. You mentioned that I walked away from the for-profit community. I didn't feel that. I felt like I kept one foot in it, and I'm so thrilled to be able to pull that expertise back over the divide into the nonprofit community. It's an incredibly challenging and rewarding experience to see the impact that just the smallest expertise in technology can have.
Having been involved in the not-for-profit community since probably before you were born, late 60s, early 70s, that was a complaint back in those days, in early 70s, that it was a bunch of people that had good hearts but very little business expertise trying to manage organizations and raise money. And I've seen over the last 20 years how that has changed, and really smart people like Bill Bowling at the Food Bank and Michelle Nunn at Hands on Atlanta, and I could go on and on, but people who are very smart business people who have a heart for their fellow human being and are changing the world, and y'all are assisting in that process.
Absolutely, and they're investing in these nonprofits in multiple ways. They're investing their personal dollars into these organizations, and they want to ensure that those dollars go to the best possible use and are stretched as far as they can possibly stretch. That means they want to make sure that the organizations they're supporting are being as efficient as they can possibly be.
Let's talk about the Digital Ball 2013. This is Digital Ball number
13.
So 2013, number 13. Pretty fantastic. What happened that night? Let me get your words on it, and I may throw in a few.
Excellent. So that night, the logistics of the situation were we brought together 840 guests to join us at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, along with an army of 40 volunteers who helped us greet our guests, look after them, make sure they had a wonderful time. And that was coupled with an evening of celebrating the impact that technology can have on our community. Many of our guests, our sponsors, have been participating actively in that impact through our adoption program, where companies can adopt nonprofits and put volunteers on the ground to help them with technology. So we were celebrating that impact. We always have some unusual, unexpected, and surprise entertainment. And it's just the community getting together to reconnect and have a wonderful time.
Well, having attended, I believe, 12 of the 13, I think one year I was out of town, but 12 of the 13, going back to, I think, the original one, which was at the Inforum, the very, very first event. I thought there was as much excitement in the room and electricity this night as any that I've ever attended. And I don't know if y'all did something extra. You had secret sauce or there was plenty of sauce being served. I did see that, but I wasn't taking advantage of any of that. So that wasn't the reason. But it was just electric. And I think it was just the caring attitude that so many people have in our community for one another, for our industry, but also for our brothers and sisters who are not doing as well because of one reason or two others.
Absolutely. You know, we can plan the logistics, but as we all know, an event is all made by the people who attend. And the individuals who attended that evening, as we said, 840 guests, including over 50 CIOs or equivalent from our community. Everyone was there for a common reason, and the feedback we've heard so far is that everyone understood, you know, the messaging, they understood why they were there, and they were enjoying being there, and they were energized and ready to do more after the Digital Ball. Some people think the Digital Ball sort of wraps up our year. We look at it that it kicks off our year, because the energy after that event, it's just amazing. We just have to harness it as quickly and as fast as we possibly can.
Well, that's great. I'm sure you're still counting nickels, dimes, quarters, and this, that, and the other, but ballpark, how much money did we raise this year to affect our community through the wonderful work of TechBridge?
Ricky, we are super proud to announce that thanks to the community's support, we raised $1.2 million in cash and in-kind donations from that evening.
One night, 840 people, $1.2 million in cash and equivalents, so quite a success.
Absolutely. And those funds are what enable us to provide subsidized services for the community for the rest of the year. So last year, TechBridge touched over 100 nonprofits. You know, we reported out at the ball that last year we invested about $3.8 million of technology into the community. And about $2.6 million of that was donated by the community, either through cash or donated services or discounts they gave us. It's just tremendous support from the community.
One figure that I heard on the Digital Ball Evening, and we may get to an interview that talks about this a little bit, but I heard a figure of the number of people, individual people who were impacted one way or another through some of the ministries and not-for-profits that are affected by TechBridge. What is that number?
Ricky, that number is that we touched about 100 nonprofits who collectively touch over 5 million people.
5 million is the number I was looking for.
It's a crazy number, we know. It's when you start breaking down some of the nonprofits we serve, like Piedmont Park Conservancy, they touch so many people every year. It really adds up once you start looking at some of these individual nonprofits we serve.
So when someone gives a dollar to TechBridge, they're not giving a dollar to TechBridge. They're giving a dollar to change the life of 5 million people in one way, shape, or form. But it's multiplied because of the donations of equipment and services and volunteer hours from our corporate sponsors and those that volunteer their time and material. So that $1 has a 3, 4, 5, 6-time impact for every dollar of cash that comes in the front door. Would that be close to correct?
Or? Absolutely, Ricky.
That's fantastic. Well, why don't we take a few minutes and let's listen to what some of the people had to say that night. Why don't we start off with the first one of the first folks that we had a chance to interview, a guy by the name of Charles Brian Quinn, affectionately known as CBQ. We actually had CBQ, who's the CEO of Big Nerd Ranch, in this studio maybe a month or so ago, and great interview. I did not know CBQ at the time, and I got to know him, and I was so impressed with this young man because not only is he smart as a whip, but he has a big heart. And he got involved in TechBridge for the first time in a huge way. What all did he and Big Ranch do for you this year?
Big Nerd Ranch really did step up. It was their first year being involved with us. And they came in and actually sponsored our VIP reception, which is an event that precedes the Digital Bowl. They have a wonderful creative team who did a wonderful job of equipping the space in a creative way. For those of you who have visited the restrooms, they did get creative in there too. I'm not going to say anymore. wonderful group of individuals, and we truly appreciate their support.
Kevin, how about flipping on, and let's listen to hear what CBQ had to say that evening.
Good evening and welcome to the beautiful Marriott Marquis, where the 2013 TechBridge Digital Ball is in play. I am very honored to have as my guest in the booth right at this moment, Mr. CBQ, Charles Brian Quinn. Charles is the CEO of Big Nerd Ranch and was the gracious sponsor of the VIP reception that just concluded a few minutes ago. And on top of all that, he was the last guest of Booth 61 this past Wednesday. If you've not heard that show, download it and listen to it. It was a fantastic show. Welcome back to Booth 61, CBQ.
Hey, thanks for having me. I thought you'd be tired of me by now. We seem to be hanging out.
No, I've actually listened to your interview twice. It was so full with energy, but impact and wisdom, and I really failed first. I could go back and name 6 or 7 points you made that were just all outstanding.
Well, thank you.
Great.
I listened to it a few times, but only to count the number of times I said or as opposed to the great Ricky Steele here.
No truth to that. But anyway, for you, in your first year attending Digital Ball, stepping up to the plate and being the sponsor of the VIP reception, that was an expensive investment. Tell me a little bit about how you made that choice and how your team put together this wonderful evening.
Well, again, we're just happy to be involved with the TechBridge, with their Digital Ball. We think it's a special night, a great event for the Atlanta tech community in general. Every time I learn more about the Digital Ball, I like it more and more, from the fact that every dollar that you give or that we give as a community is just exponentially more useful and impactful for nonprofits. You think about, if I want to help a nonprofit, what's a good way to do it? And if you think about it, I could donate my time or my money to a nonprofit, but that isn't as useful as, say, giving it to TechBridge. With TechBridge, the amount of things that they're able to do, again, just exponential, helping all kinds of companies with cloud hosting, with email, you're replacing that server they all have sitting in the closet. you know, they do a great job. So it was a no-brainer for us, and we hope to be involved many, many times before. The idea for it, like all great ideas, Ricky, was not mine. Leanne Boucher, our director of PR and marketing, and a wonderful team who helped, Jamie, Shannon, all here, did a great job of help setting it up.
Big Nerd Ranch is having a heck of an impact on our community, and we just wish you great success for many, many, many years to come.
Well, thanks, Ricky. Appreciate it.
Have a fun time, and I'll see you at the after party.
We'll see you there.
Take care.
What do you think, Carrie? I think CBQ summed it up pretty well.
Absolutely. Their enthusiasm was just infectious from the very beginning.
Well, and again, to all the folks out at Big Nerd Ranch, we do appreciate your help. And as you said, you look forward to being involved in many years to come, and we look forward to you being involved many years to come. Our next interview is kind of a unique situation. Walt Carter is a great guy. I just think the world of Walt. CIO at Generation Mortgage. But on top of that, he knows this organization inside and out. Walt was actually the COO of TechBridge at one point, so he's been on both sides of the fence, and I just thought he did a great job of articulating not just what he was doing there, but the overall mission of TechBridge. Carrie, any of your thoughts?
Yeah, Walt has been a tremendous supporter since he left TechBridge. You know, he, in fact, just brought Generation Mortgage in to adopt a nonprofit. They just adopted Senior Connections. So they've come in and they're going to do a technology project for them. They're very passionate about looking after seniors in the community, and it's a thrill for us that Walt still believes so strongly in the mission of TechBridge that he's bringing Senior Connections to us to help them with their technology needs.
Kevin, let her rip.
Greetings. We're live from the beautiful Marriott Marquis, where TechBridge is celebrating the 2013 Digital Ball. I'm very honored to have in booth 61 Mr. Walt Carter.
That's right. That's right.
CIO of Generation Mortgage.
That's correct.
Walt has been involved in our industry for a long, long time and has been a supporter of TechBridge. Walt, welcome to booth 61.
Thank you, Ricky. It's a pleasure to be here.
How long have you been involved in TechBridge?
Probably about 5 years now, it seems like.
And what got you interested?
Well, actually, I originally got interested when another CIO friend of mine here in town, Bill Geist, gave me a call and said, hey, I just talked to the CEO over at TechBridge, and she's looking for a guy. And I told her you were that guy. So I went to work as the COO at TechBridge probably about 5 years ago. Got to spend a couple of years there really working with the team, and working with a lot of the nonprofits here in Atlanta and beyond Atlanta, across Georgia, all the way to Savannah. So it's an incredible organization. Yeah, I really miss being actively engaged with them, but I'm not really away from them. I don't know that any of the CIOs here in town, and particularly in the hall here tonight, there are 50 of us that have agreed to come in as guest hosts tonight. To tell the story of what an easy thing it is to get involved with TechBridge as a technology company, as a provider of services, and then to support TechBridge in their mission, which is just really to help the other nonprofits in the community with that one thing that most of them really aren't good at, which is technology. And so, you know, you need somebody to take care of those computers, the servers. Now that everything's moving to the cloud, how do I do that safely? A lot of the questions that you get, particularly from the smaller nonprofits, are things that, frankly, if they didn't have somebody that they could trust, another nonprofit like TechBridge, I think they'd be floundering for help, you know. A lot of times they may know people like you or me that are working in the industry, but are hesitant to reach out to us directly. And so TechBridge also serves a vital role in the community of providing that connection to the CIOs from the bigger companies in town to be able to connect directly into those nonprofits. A great example of that, Lisa McVeigh from McKesson tonight, you know, is involved in the Adopt a Nonprofit program through TechBridge. We at Generation Mortgage are sponsoring Senior Connections, a large nonprofit that delivers meals to seniors and in-home health care to seniors. So I think there's quite a few of us here that are engaged in that program. And again, if TechBridge wasn't here, I think a lot of that stuff wouldn't be happening. A lot of those connections wouldn't be made. They certainly wouldn't be as solid as they are. The credibility would not be there. TechBridge has been doing this for a long time, and again, as you can see, I wish you, all you guys on the other end of this radio broadcast could see what Ricky and I are looking at, which is a room full of probably 850 of the top technology people in the Atlanta community, dressed up, looking great. Not that that's unusual, but they're all here to support this this wonderful charity that we call TechBridge.
The great part about TechBridge's impact on the not-for-profits is it allows them to do what they do well, and that's ministering to AIDS patients or feeding the hungry or dealing with cancer or adult literacy. And without TechBridge, they would be spending valuable resources trying to figure it out. It's something they don't know how to do well, and it takes that off their plate, and they are able to serve more people. Isn't that really the bottom line?
It really is. And having, you know, the team at TechBridge be able to stand in that gap and fill that vital need means that those talented people who have a passion in their heart for their particular cause, right, all the things that you mentioned, plus many, many more that I think a lot of people would be surprised at if they just peeled back and looked at, you know, I think there's probably over 1,600 nonprofits here just in the greater Atlanta area. And they range in size from some of the largest in the world are here. And they're supported, they're clients of TechBridge, just like some of the smallest that have just started and are just beginning, you know, their search for excellence in their particular area of interest. So having the ability to focus like a laser beam on the things that are in your heart to change in our culture and our society through your nonprofit, as opposed to spending all those cycles trying to figure out how to get my dang computer to boot up again, right? You know, or to get that information back that I think I may have just deleted by accident, right? Who takes care of that? Well, for a large number, hundreds of participants in the TechBridge program, TechBridge is the answer to that question, and it really does provide, I think, a vital service. I would also say, you know, kind of on another tack is, you know, if you're a big company or a small company and you want to get engaged in the community, particularly in the community of nonprofits, TechBridge provides an easy on-ramp for you to figure out where you really want to serve, to connect you into the nonprofit community in a place that you may have an affinity for already. I mean, everybody kind of gets that Home Depot might be really interested in Habitat for Humanity, right? Well, and they are. And it's a huge relationship that spans many, many years. But TechBridge is right in the middle of all that, right? So it's a great opportunity for you to get engaged with nonprofits in an easy on-ramp. And you get to touch a lot of nonprofits if you're a sponsor of TechBridge, not just one.
Jean Holly from CIO of Brambles just moved here from Chicago. She was in the booth a few minutes ago, and she said exactly what you said. This is a great opportunity for her to see what's going on in the community, meet wonderful people, and get involved in something positive. Nights like tonight make me proud that I'm in the IT community in Atlanta, Georgia. And I thank you for allowing me to pull you away from your wife and all your friends to spend a few minutes in Booth 61.
And Ricky, we'd really like to thank you for being the voice of TechBridge on the radio in Booth 61. We really appreciate the contribution that you're making. You know, getting the word out is probably one of the hardest things to do for any of us, particularly us IT people, right? You know, we're not the best communicators on the planet. And so having a voice like yours and the ability to reach out through the airwaves, we really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, have a great night. God bless.
And you, sir.
Well, Carrie, I thought Walt did an outstanding job of articulating the TechBridge story.
Absolutely. We just need him to go and tell the other 1,000 people in Atlanta now.
Yeah, you could almost have him on at the end and to close the gala or the ball. The next gentleman, I am tickled to death to have the opportunity of introducing. A lot of people may not know him because he kind of stays behind the scenes, but Scott Hall is the CEO of Hunter Technical Resources, where I am employed and serve with great pride. As I mentioned earlier, I've just passed my fourth anniversary. I'm 60 years old. It's the longest job I've ever had in my career that I did not own the company or was one of the senior founders or what have you. And usually 2 years in, my ADD or theirs kicks in and they fire me or I I decided to leave, and I've been here 4 years, and I hope to the good Lord I'll finish my career here. But Scott Hall is a graduate of Georgia Tech, smart engineer, and he pulled together Clint Bailey and Alex Brown, and then they were joined by Tracy Emery, who later became Tracy Bailey, married Clint, and so the four partners have a marriage between them, and created Hunter Technical Resources 15 years. But Scott has been behind the scenes, but he's also been very supportive financially and allows me the time and energy to be very involved in TechBridge, and certainly Clint Bailey, who is one of the co-founders of Hunter, is actually the co-chairman of the board of TechBridge, which for a service provider is pretty high cotton. You've heard Scott's interview, but I don't think you know him well, Carrie. What did you think about it?
I thought it was great. You know, Hunter has really given back to the community from beginning. You know, when Clint first contacted us 8 years ago, he jumped in with both feet and both, as you mentioned, financial support and his own volunteer time, ultimately becoming the vice chair of our board, and the rest of the Hunter team. I don't think we have one committee at TechBridge that doesn't have an individual from Hunter on it. The enthusiasm is great, and it's clear that model is set from the top down. So from Scott and Clint all the way down the organization, folks are encouraged to give back.
That is, you've summed it up. You articulated why I'm there and why I chose to leave a consulting career and join them full-time, and why I'd like to finish my career there, because we work hard, we're passionate about one another, but the owners are passionate about the community, of which I love and am honored to serve. So without further ado, let's hear what my good friend and boss, Scott Hall, had to say at the Digital Ball.
Welcome. We're live in the ballroom of the beautiful Marriott Marquis, where TechBridge is celebrating the 2013 Digital Ball. I am really honored to have as my guest, my boss, and my friend, Mr. Scott Hall. Scott is the CEO of Hunter Technical Resources. This is a huge night for us because we are also celebrating our 15th anniversary here at the Digital Ball, and that's a real milestone for us as a company. Scott, welcome to Booth 61.
Thank you, Ricky. I'm glad to be here.
Scott, our company has been involved in TechBridge for many years. What's your thought process behind being involved in an organization that that is a significant financial investment, but a lot of time and energy that I'm putting in and Jess and a lot of our staff? What is the insight that you and the owners have to do an event like this?
Well, it's one of the best events in Atlanta. I mean, it's basically who's who, the technology community. And as you mentioned previously, we've been involved 6 years now, and it's a great chance to network, get our brand out there, get our name out there, but also host clients with our after party that you do such a good job with.
Well, I'm so honored to be working at Hunter and be part of the team because it's an organization that not only do we work very, very hard, but we also are very committed to the community. Clint Bailey, one of the co-founders and one of your partners, is the vice chairman of the board of TechBridge, which is a huge position. And again, that takes time and energy away from Hunter, but it's for the good of the community, and that does my heart good as a senior citizen in the industry today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, community service is something that we take very seriously. I think it began in college, actually, with Clint and I were heavily involved with philanthropy through the Greek organization. I actually ran a few philanthropic events, but Clint's taken to the next level.
No question. So 15 years, what do we do next year, boss?
Whew, that's a good question. We're just happy to be around for 15 years, and as I was telling somebody a couple days ago, actually, it's amazing to see the growth within Hunter, to see our client list expand, to see the internal employees expand, and to see our consultant base expand.
It's exciting that you look around this room and many, many, many of the CIOs that are here tonight are also Hunter clients, and we're very honored to be able to serve them and honored to be at an event like this. And so, Scott, I really appreciate you taking time away from meeting all the folks to drop by and spend a little time in Booth 61, which, of course, is sponsored by Hunter Technical Resources.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed it, and want to thank you, and think you do a wonderful job with Booth 61, as well as getting Hunter's brand and name out there.
Well, thanks, Scott. Have a great rest of the evening.
All right, thank you.
Well, that was great, Scott Hall. I really appreciate you spending the time that evening with us, and it was a lot of fun. We're going to move directly into the next interview, and the next interview is a guy that has a tremendous story because of some tough situations and tough breaks that he received in his life, and yet he continues to give back to the community as an inspiration to all of us. Mr. Jay Farah is the CIO of the American Cancer Society. And I don't want to go into his story. I'm going to let him tell it. But he's involved in the American Cancer Society for a very important reason, and he will say that later in the interview. But I think that we've got a big piece of news. Carrie, what's going on with Jay Farah that no one knows about until this moment in time?
Jay has been involved in the TechBridge board now for several years. He's taken on leadership roles. He is actually, along with our other co-chair, Joan Guillory, is responsible for recruiting our over 50 CIOs who served as hosts for this year's Digital Bowl. And we're proud to share that effective July, he will actually be succeeding Sandy Hoffman as the chair of our board, which we're thrilled that he has agreed to step into that role for us and help us further grow our impact.
Well, Jay is going to have to fill some mighty large shoes, and not size-wise, but large number of shoes. If you've ever been in Sandy's closet, she has 19,000 pair of shoes. Imelda Marcos used to come borrow shoes from Sandy when she was in power.
Yes, her organization skills in her closet are to be admired and just amazed at.
Amazed.
And you're right. Everyone knows Sandy, and Sandy has contributed to TechBridge since long before I joined there, and I've been there for 8 years now. She has done a wonderful job spreading the message, getting people engaged. We know that Sandy will continue to be engaged. We have a board emeritus program that she is really helping us to energize. And we're just looking forward to learning from Jay and learning with Jay.
Well, I don't want to spend a lot of time on Sandy because we're actually going to play a Sandy interview in a few minutes. But for those of you who do not know Sandy Hoffman, she has an annual holiday event party, and 75% of the night people spend in her closet because her closet is as big as some people's bedrooms, and it is organized color. It's the most amazing thing I have ever personally seen, but we'll talk about that maybe in a few minutes. Jay Farah is a dear, sweet guy and a guy that I am honored to call my friend. Let's hear what he had to say a couple of weeks ago at the Digital Ball.
Greetings, this is Ricky Steele, and we are live at the Marriott Marquis in the middle of the reception for TechBridge's 2013 Digital Ball. 800 beautiful people, and one of the really beautiful people with a heart big as all outdoors is sitting in booth right now. I'm very honored that Mr. Jay Farah, CIO of the American Cancer Society, is here today. Jay, thank you for coming to Booth 61.
Oh, Ricky, thank you for having me. Man, what an intro. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be here sitting with you. An honor to be here at such a great event. The Digital Ball is clearly one of the premier events here in town. Great people, great mission. Can't ask for a better evening.
You're chairman of the host committee this year. That's 50 of the most powerful IT professionals in not just the state of Georgia, but in the country.
It's amazing. I'll tell you what, when I put out the call, and it was really a team effort, so I had an easy job. The TechBridge team behind me, I just followed their lead, honestly. But when you put out the call, the CIOs in this city in the Southeast are so generous with their time. They want to be involved with such a clearly powerful mission. And it's not a real hard sell to get involved with TechBridge, trust me.
How long have you been involved altogether, Jay?
With TechBridge, a little over 5 years now. You know, as a volunteer, initially, as a CIO host initially, and I've been a board member for the last couple years, I'm proud to say. And, there's a lot of demands on time, I think, for any CIO or IT professional or any business professional. But TechBridge is one of those you always make time for because you see the the direct result of your investment, both monetarily and time-wise. You know they respect your time, and they use it wisely, and you know it's turning into action that makes a real difference in the community.
Well, you're CEO of one of the most prestigious organizations, not-for-profit organizations in the world, and the work that the American Cancer Society does, it changes and affects lives across the world.
It does.
You do not have the time to be doing this, and yet you do this, you do United Way, you're involved in GCLA. What motivates Jay to get so involved?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I you know, to me, it's the way I was raised is just you have to give back. I'm very blessed and fortunate to be in the position that I am. I'm privileged to be at the American Cancer Society. It's a dream job for me. I lost my wife to cancer 6 years ago, and so to work for the preeminent organization in the world that's trying to solve the cancer problem really is a privilege. And to do it as the CIO, which is my dream job, is double the privilege. But, you know, beyond that, there are so many worthwhile organizations. And, you know, United Way, that, you know, here tonight we're celebrating TechBridge. And it's just a matter of, I think, social responsibility. I'm very blessed to be where I am, and I want to give others the chance to be equally as blessed. And when you look at TechBridge's mission, you look at the difference they make with smaller nonprofits, and you see the direct impact that these organizations make in the community, whether it be a homeless shelter, you know, a shelter for battered women. We talked to one group that does dental services for homeless and folks who can't afford it. These are life-changing missions. I mean, this is where it gets real. And, you know, if a small investment of my time, talent, and treasure turns into that, and for whatever reason, lending my name or my presence helps an organization, I just feel like we're called to do that.
Well, you're very loved, very respected in the industry, and, of course, the recipient of last year's CIO of the Year, which is a very prestigious honor.
Thank you.
And I think it was not just for the great job you do in the CIO field, but also for the huge heart you have
and your commitment
to our community. And it's an honor to have you here, Jay. And closing thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you know, for those who are not involved with TechBridge, get involved. I promise you will not be sorry that you did. It's honestly one of the most professional and heartwarming groups that are out there. They're making a real difference. You can be assured that your time and the money that you generously donate is going to, going to directly impactful organizations and making a huge impact on the community. So there's a huge multiplier effect. You give to TechBridge, and they're able to provide these amazing services for hundreds of other nonprofits. So, you know, if you're not involved, you're missing out. But thank you, Ricky. I mean, you yourself are quite the social luminary. And I continue to be inspired by you and all your activity in the community.
It's nights like tonight that make my heart so glad that I'm in the IT industry in Atlanta, Georgia.
It is. It's a blessing, isn't it?
I'm honored to be your friend.
Me too.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Ricky. I appreciate it.
Have a great night.
Well, I thought that was quite touching, Jay, sharing the story of his wife and why he's involved in the American Cancer Society, but also why he's involved in TechBridge. And now, as you've announced, he's taking over as chairman of the board in July, and I thank Jay Farah for being with us. Our next guest in Booth 61 is a brand-new friend of mine, Miss Jean Holly. Jean is the CIO of Brambles. A lot of people may not know Brambles. It is a huge Australian, multi-billion-dollar Australian company, and they make just about anything you've ever owned has come in on one of their pallets. They make huge pallets, and I recommend anyone look up Brambles or Google them or what have you. Huge company, and they've just relocated their United States headquarters to Atlanta, Georgia. And Jean is the CIO, moved here from Chicago to take this position. And she's really, I met her at a GCLA meeting a couple of months ago and just become a good friend and someone that is throwing both feet into the fire and wanting to be involved in the community. And she's gotten involved in a number of organizations. And this is her first time attending a digital ball. But it's also she agreed to be a host after learning about it at a lunch that she and I and Clint Bailey had, and we told her how important TechBridge was to the community as she's getting acclimated. But I think you've met her already, haven't you, Carrie?
Absolutely. Met her at the Digital Ball and also at an earlier event. And she jumped in again with both feet and been learning about TechBridge, was going out thanking our sponsors the evening of the ball.
Isn't that great?
And we look forward to getting her and her team more involved in TechBridge over this year.
Well, let's give everyone the opportunity to meet Miss Jean Holly with Bramble, CIO.
Greetings. We are in the lobby of the beautiful Marriott Marquis celebrating TechBridge's Digital Ball 2013. I am very honored to have as my guest in booth 61, Miss Jean Holly. Jean is a newcomer to Atlanta, been here just about a year. She came from Chicago. She is the CIO of Brambles Global and the many subsidiary companies. Jean, welcome to booth 61.
Thank you very much, Ricky. It's great to be here.
This is your first time being at the Digital Ball. What do you think so far?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe how huge it is. The company's here. The buzz is the best part about it. You know, all here for TechBridge, and it's phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Well, it's really exciting because a group of people, CIOs, other executives within companies, both technology and finance and other places, along with the service community, coming together to raise money that will literally affect hundreds of thousands of lives for the next many years to come. That's a win-win in anybody's book, as far as I'm concerned.
It absolutely is, Ricky. And I feel like, you know, we just moved into the Atlanta area. We brought quite a few jobs, which is a good thing, especially
Amen.
In the IT space. But then we were looking for organizations to plug into, that we could plug into a community side of things, leveraging the technology side. So I got to tell you, I feel like we hit the jackpot tonight. We really did. This is amazing. I, you know, many of my colleagues I've been able to meet, some that I've already known, like Becky Blalick. I believe you spoke with her earlier. And just to share and support an organization like TechBridge, oh my gosh, it gives me goosebumps, Ricky. It just does.
Well, it's so exciting to have you here. And give us a thumbnail. Tell us what's going on in your world at Brambles today.
Oh, Brambles. Brambles is an interesting company. You know, we're Australian-based, so we are traded on the Australian stock market. We own a variety of companies. CHEP Palace is one of them, and that's the one that is most visible here in Atlanta. We're a supply chain logistics company where we move product around the world. So I like to describe it as, you know, something that you've eaten, that you're wearing, or that you're looking at. Probably we helped bring it to market. So that's what we do. But you know what's more interesting, though, is being in the Atlanta area. We chose Atlanta for a variety of reasons, in technology, the people, the culture. That is why we moved, relocated one of our corporate headquarters in the U.S. to Atlanta, and it's great to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Being born about 3.5 blocks from here in Crawford Long Hospital, I like to say, welcome South. We're glad to have you.
And I love it. I just love it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking time to be with us tonight, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, it was great hearing from Jean Holly, CIO of Brambles, and I think Jean's going to have an impact in our community for many, many years to come. Now we want to move directly into our next guest who was in booth 61 that night, Mr. Mike Neumeier. Mike is one of the great people of Atlanta, Georgia, dear friend of mine, and a partner, one of the founders of Archetti. Archetti is a special group of individuals, Rory and Sammy and Mike, and I could tell you 16 stories about them, but I'd rather hear Mike tell his story himself. But Mike and Archetti jumped on the bandwagon and has been very, very good to TechBridge. Carrie, what kind of impact are they having in your life?
Mike joined our board last year, and at the time, he volunteered the Archetti Group to help us really rebrand TechBridge. You know, it was time for things to really be refreshed. We didn't really know what to expect. We finally kicked things off this year, and it has just been tremendous. At the ball, we were so proud to launch our new logo, so our new standard, you know, that's going to lead us into the next decade. They have listened to all our hopes and dreams and really embodied them into a very simple, strong logo. We finally have a tagline that we're all thrilled that really gets across in a few words, business smart, community focused, what we're all about. And right now we are busy working out the remainder of our collateral and our website to make sure everything really follows that new vision with Arketti's guidance and direction. So we're excited to be launching the rest of that in the next few weeks.
Well, without further ado, let's hear what Mike Neumeyer has to say about the evening.
Greetings from the beautiful Marriott Marquis. This is Ricky Steele. We're in the middle of celebrating TechBridge's 2013 Digital Ball. 800 people dressed to the nines, beautiful people, a lot of love. And I am so honored that in my booth right now in booth 61 is Mike Neumeyer, my dear friend, principal at Arketti, and really the person that's been responsible in helping generate publicity and making this event such a success. Welcome back to booth 61, Mike.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you. Glad to be here. And it is a gorgeous evening. I tell you, there's so many beautiful dresses here tonight. The guys look okay, great turnout, packed to the gills.
How long have you been involved in TechBridge?
Well, I had the honor of joining the board earlier this year. I think Ryu had a strong hand in that, Ricky. And Arketti is working with TechBridge, as you pointed out. And tonight we're really excited because we are presenting their new look and feel. Brand new logo, brand new tagline and messaging. Lots of energy around it. We are ready for a new millennium with TechBridge, and I think we're going to see that in the room tonight when they unveil what they're going to look like going forward.
Well, that's very, very exciting. And
yeah, it's a great group.
Arketti, not just TechBridge, but you're involved in at least 6, probably 10 other not-for-profits that I know about. Giving of your time, your energy, and your resources, that's a huge commitment and one that everyone that listens to this radio broadcast should think about when you're looking at marketing and public relations and any needs like that.
Sure.
You know, think of Arketti first because they give to our community, and I'm very grateful that Mike could take the time to visit with us for a few minutes in booth 61, and I can't wait to see the new tagline and the logo.
It's going to be exciting. We're no longer in the navy blue. I'll say that we're out of the old look and feel, which is great. Yeah, and you're exactly right. But you know, Atlanta is a community where when you're going to get involved and do business here, as you know, you have to get involved in the community. The big Fortune 500 companies lead that, as well as the smaller companies. And I'm glad Arketti is able to do that. And our great clients, folks like See Beyond, take a great lead in really making sure that's part of their mission. And TechBridge is such a great intersection between what's going on in the technology community and the fact that nonprofits oftentimes are the laggards in technology because they just don't have the expertise. And these guys are able to provide it to them. And it's a great organization. I think we're going to raise a lot of money tonight.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, Ricky.
Bye-bye.
Awesome, man.
Well, Mike Neumeyer and Arketti, Sammy, Rory, every one of you guys are just fantastic individuals. You give so much to the community, and we just pray that Arketti will have a sensational year in 2013 because you guys have certainly earned it. We're going to move directly into, I guess, if we have a living legend in our industry, this is it, Miss Becky Blaylock. Becky's former global CIO of the Southern Company. Becky has won every award known to man in the CIO Atlanta industry technology. She was CIO of the year, GCLA. She's won a Lifetime Achievement Award from Women in Technology, and the list goes on and on. But Becky's also formerly one of the chairs of the Digital Ball and has been probably attended every Digital Ball, all 13 of them. But it was great having Becky. And Becky's just transitioning into board member of a number of organizations, board member of a couple of companies, and she's written a brand new book called Dare. I've had the privilege of reading and helping her edit it a little bit, and it's going to be a sensational book. It'll be out in October. I guess you have worked on and off with Becky for the last 8 years, Carrie?
I have. When I very first joined TechBridge, Becky was the chair of the ball, and I learned so much from her working with her on that. She often had ideas that I was not expecting, that I didn't know what to do with, but Becky knew what to do with it. And she would have a great idea and then also volunteer her staff and her own energy to make that idea come to life. It was a privilege to work with her.
She really is. I had the honor of serving under her when she was chairman of the board of Leadership Atlanta, oh gosh, 10 years ago. And Becky has more energy and know-how and smarts than most anyone I know. But then she actually implements it. A lot of people have great ideas. Becky makes sure they get done. And I love Becky Blaylock, and I love what she had to say during the Digital Ball 2013. Let's listen.
Welcome to the 2013 Digital Ball. We're here in the beautiful Marriott Marquis celebrating TechBridge and all the wonderful things that they're doing in the community. I'm very honored right now in Booth 61 to have Miss Becky Blaylock, a legend in our industry, multiple award winner, Woman of the Year, CIO of the Year, and a person that I've had the privilege of knowing for a good 10 or 12 years. Welcome to Booth 61, Becky.
Thank you, Ricky. It's good to be with you.
You have been chair of the Digital Ball in the past. You've been vice chair. You've been involved since the very beginning. What first motivated you to get involved at TechBridge?
You know, I think that there's nothing more powerful than you can that you can do for a nonprofit than to show them the best practices that we have in corporate America. You know, technology is driving such incredible productivity in corporate America, and to be able to take some of those best practices and those tools and apply them in the nonprofit arena allows you to serve so many more people. And so it's just a natural fit for those of us that are leaders in this industry to be involved and try to help make that those connections happen.
Well, you've not only done it at TechBridge, but you've done it at many other organizations, GCLA, and of course you've chaired the United Way IT initiative, and you're chairing it again this year. So Becky Blaylock is ubiquitous in our industry.
Well, thanks, Ricky. So are you.
I have to try to follow in your footsteps. Becky, I understand we've got a book coming out before too much longer, and it's available now on Amazon. Tell us a little bit about your new book.
Yes, this is very exciting. This is a big change for me. It's taken me about a year to get this book out. The title is Dare. It's straight talk on courage, confidence, and career for women in charge. And in addition to my own personal story, I highlight a lot of other very significant and key women in our community and across the globe. Several of the top CIOs in the country are profiled, including Jeanette Horan, who's the CIO of IBM, Andy Karaboutis at Dell, Lynn McDermott, who's the CIO of the Federal Reserve Bank, and many others. So you need to buy it. You can pre-buy it now on Amazon.
The book is Dare. I have read a rough copy when Becky was in the process of putting the book together. She was kind enough to ask me to run through it. And this is not a book for women executives exclusively, as it may have been positioned or thought about at one point. This book is for every man and woman in business. It is leadership tips. It is insights. It is wisdom. I wish I'd have been able to read your book 25 years ago. I would have had a more successful career, and I urge everyone to go to Amazon now, look up either Becky Blaylock or Dare, pre-order the book, and it should be arriving in the next couple of months.
Well, the book ships on September the 29th, and so it should be available in stores on October the 7th.
That's great.
And it's a leadership book for everyone. You know, many of my mentors and the people that coached me and brought me along in my career were all men. It's certainly not a book that plots men against women. It just highlights what everyone can do to help women be more successful in the workforce. And certainly one of the big issues we have is trying to get more women interested in the IT field. And while it's not related just to IT, there is a focus on trying to encourage more girls to see that this is a very exciting place to be, and hopefully we'll see more people enroll in IT in college.
That would be fantastic for all of us. Becky, it's been a joy to be with you as always, and I wish you well, and I know the book's going to be a great success.
Well, thank you, Ricky, and thank you. Ricky's also got a book out and has been a great coach and mentor to me in this process. Thank you.
Have a great rest of the evening, Becky.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I highly recommend Becky Blaylock's book, Dare. It'll be out in October, and you'll hear a lot more about that, I promise you. I hope to have her on the show when the book is released. Now I want to introduce the CIO of See Beyond, dear friend of mine, Carrie Wheeler. Carrie is someone who, again, a person that doesn't get out in front of the audience all that often, but yet she's behind the scenes making great things happen. And See Beyond as a company has probably done as good a job as any company in Atlanta of getting involved in the community, not just at TechBridge, High Tech Ministries, GCLA, the list goes Hands on Atlanta, the list goes on and on and on. So Carrie Wheeler is a great friend. Anything you want to – Carrie, we got two Carries going on in the conversation now. Carrie, anything you want to say about Ms. Wheeler before we flip her?
I would love to just salute See Beyond. They were the first company to do an adoption through TechBridge. They mm-hmm. adopted the Sullivan Center. They've just come through with their second adoption. They're getting ready to adopt the Edge Connection. Very forward-thinking organization, and we truly appreciate everything they do in the community.
Well, it all comes from the top down. Jim Geiger has got a heart big as all outdoors, and Jim really encourages his staff to be involved in the community. And Mary Ford, Terry Trout, Joe Osterling, the list goes on and on. Matt Stevens, the list goes on. Chris Gatch. Every time I want to try to get to the next conversation, I think of another great person from See Beyond, but such a great organization. And let's hear what Carrie Wheeler has to say.
Good evening. This is Ricky Steele with Booth 61. We are live in the beautiful Marriott Marquis, where we are enjoying TechBridge's 2013 Digital Ball. 800 beautiful people are dressed to the nines, and I have a very special guest in Booth 61, Ms. Carrie Wheeler. Carrie is the CIO of See Beyond, a company that continues to give and give and give and support our community. I've always loved that about See Beyond, but I've always loved Carrie because she's got a heart as big as all outdoors. Carrie, welcome to Booth 61.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Ricky.
How many years have you been involved at TechBridge?
Well, personally, I've been here 4 years, but See Beyond has been involved for almost 10 years.
Wow. Well, Jim Geiger, again, has a heart big as all outdoors and is probably done as much as any CEO that I know in this community to reach out, not just in this organization, but in many organizations, sharing resources, but not just the financial resources, but the time and talents of your staff. And we could go to Terry Trout or Mary mm-hmm. Ford, or we could just begin naming the great names of wonderful executives at See Beyond and go on for many a day.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it all starts at the top with Jim, and one of our core principles is to care relentlessly. And we all have a major tenet of what we do, which is to serve the communities in which we work and live. And, you know, I'm proud to say that, you know, we've had over 90% of our personnel at See Beyond donate over 10 hours a year of volunteer service, and we couldn't be prouder of that. We've won a number of awards. And within IT, last year we gave 1,000 hours of community service of personal time, helping volunteer organizations and nonprofits across Atlanta. And it really is one of our banner achievements, and we're so proud. And tonight is really all about Atlanta and the community, which I personally think has one of the best leadership and atmospheres of giving that has to be in the United States.
Well, just look around this room, and there are 50 hosts who are all CIOs of major corporations in this community, but not just in this community. These are global corporations, national and global corporations. You're giving your time, your energy, and your resources, and this money is doubled and tripled in the way that it's distributed to these not-for-profits, whether it's an AIDS ministry or a food ministry or a housing or Cool Girls, which is a great organization. There's so many places this money is being used, and tonight is a night that makes me proud to be in the IT community and proud that I know Carrie Wheeler.
Well, thank you, Ricky.
Thanks for being in Booth 61 with us tonight.
Appreciate it. It's a wonderful evening.
God bless.
It's always great to hear from Carrie Wheeler and the wonderful folks at See Beyond. They do such a great job in our community. And now we are going to have our last interview, a lady that we've talked about earlier tonight, Sandy or Sandra Hoffman. Sandy's a CIO, been a CIO at a number of companies around the community. She's known as the gadfly because she is always into just about everything that's going on in the community. She's a positive role model. She runs two book clubs in or out of her home. I don't know, you could talk about Sandy for the next day and a half and not cover everything she's accomplished in her career. But Sandy is kind of the heart and soul of our community to a great degree, and I'm honored to call her a friend and really appreciate the kindnesses she's extended to me over the years. Carrie, I know that in our limited time we could probably make a whole show talking about Sandy, but what would you like to add before we have Sandy as our last guest of the day?
Sandy has just been a tremendous coach, a tremendous mentor, a tremendous cheerleader for TechBridge. You know, while she will be succeeded in her role as board chair in July, we know that she will remain involved in TechBridge, and we're thrilled to have her involvement. We are honored and privileged that she chooses to spread the word of TechBridge.
Sandy is one of a kind. Let's listen to Sandy in her own words.
Greetings, this is Ricky Steele, and we are in the beautiful Marriott Marquis, where 800 beautiful people are celebrating TechBridge's 2013 Digital Ball. And one of the most beautiful is sitting right next to me now in booth 61, Miss Gadfly, Miss Sandy Hoffman, everybody's favorite person and the person with the biggest heart in our industry. Welcome to booth 61, Sandy.
Hey, Ricky, you're the one who taught me everything I know.
I don't know anything about that. How long have you been involved in TechBridge? Since the very beginning, the first day?
No, not since the first day. It might have been the third or fourth day, though. It was the best day. I think I was starting to host at the Digital Ball. That's where I got my start back in 2004, and not a year's gone by that I haven't participated.
You're involved in lots of organizations. TechBridge is unique because of the multiplier effect of the money that's raised.
It's not only the multiplier, but it allowed me to take my talents in the technology field and apply them back in my community. So I have a very strong sense of the impact that my dollars and my time make. My time, my talent, my treasure, It goes to TechBridge, and I wouldn't have it spent any other place, Ricky, because it makes a difference here.
Well, Sandy, I could go on for the next 15, 20 minutes listing the awards you've won and Woman of the Year, and you have just, as long as I've known you, which is, I guess, 10, 12 years now, you're the epitome of social grace. And also heart. And
I know you're not from Atlanta originally.
But from Montgomery, Alabama.
Almost as good.
Almost as good, right in the heart of the Big South. So tonight's the kind of night that just makes me proud to be in Atlanta, Georgia, in the IT business and having friends like Sandy Hoffman.
It's part of the community, and it's what we all enjoy doing. Ricky, thank you so much.
Have a great night, Sandy. God bless.
You do the same. Bye-bye now.
Well, thank you, Sandy. That was probably as good a way to wrap it up as we possibly could. There were a number of additional interviews. James Franklin and my dear friend Patrick Hiller at Abacus Solutions. All those are on Booth 61 with Ricky Steele on the Business Radio X website. Carrie, it has been such a joy having you in the booth this afternoon. Thank you very much for coming.
You're welcome, Ricky. Thank you for everything you do for the community. Thank you for inviting us here. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's always an honor and privilege to be with anyone associated with TechBridge. Now, I'm not a someone out there is watching or listening to this right now or will download it later, and they'll say, gosh, that's all nice, well, and good. But I'm not a $50 million company or a $5 billion company, and I don't have the ability to write a $5,000 check for a table. I would assume there's ways for individuals to get involved in TechBridge in a smaller way, whether it's volunteering or financially or whatever. Would you give us kind of a thumbnail as we're closing? How could I get involved as an individual or my small company with TechBridge, and how do I contact you to make that happen?
Absolutely. Step one, I would recommend you go to the TechBridge website, www.techbridge.org, and watch the video on our homepage. That will give you a better taste of exactly what TechBridge is about and what our impact is. You can adopt a nonprofit. It doesn't take, you know, order of tens of thousands of dollars to be able to do something meaningful for a nonprofit. Maybe you can adopt a technology assessment for a nonprofit you care about. We also have committees. Get in touch with us. Maybe there's a committee you can join to help us put on our work, or make a personal donation. There's a donate page on the TechBridge website. You can reach me at cbates@techbridge.org or just email info@techbridge.org. We would love to hear from you.
$10 or $100 or $1,000 will become 60 or 70, 6 or 700 or 60,000, whatever the case might be. So a contribution to TechBridge multiplies many times over and touches lives. Part of 5 million lives you touched last year. I don't see how that can't be one of the best investments that we have available in our community today. Thank you, Carrie, for everything you do, and James and all the rest of the great, wonderful folks at TechBridge. You make a difference in our community, and we're honored that y'all are here.
Thank you, Ricky.
This is Ricky Steele, and I've finished with my cup of coffee in Booth 61. I hope you'll come back and join me for a fresh cup next Wednesday or listen to any of the past shows anytime at Booth 61 with Ricky Steele. And as always, I like to close our time together by sharing, hopefully, a blessing for you, for your family, and for your business. The blessing comes from the Book of Numbers. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for dropping by. Join us next week for a fresh cup in Booth 61.